Sure. I'm going to turn on the AI companion. I'm going to share. There we are, Parsha Vayikra. This reminds me to remember
Parsha
Pesach Chanukah.
Vayikra.
Vayikra,
Okay.
whole new book. Okay. I'm leaning part of Tzav, so I have to remember to look at the leaning. That's not for now. Part of Yikra
Wait,
talks
what
about.
is this? Thoughts on Tanakh and the davening?
That's always been the subtitle of this,
Oh.
of my website. That's never changed. When I started, I originally was going to do something with Shemoneh Esrei, which never
The
happened.
Kavanot is not just the Parsha Kavanot,
This
no.
is this, like, that's the name of my web. I just needed a name. I picked it, and I never changed it.
It's the name is nice, Kavanot.
Okay, so so originally, I was going to do. I had a whole thing on Shemoneh Esrei,
Oh.
all the bracha, but I never did anything with it. But so that was.
It's a big chunk, the
Well, I
Tanakh
mean, it's like I don't know everything, but we've done a lot of
and
Tehillim.
davening.
We've done a lot of Tehillim, the Tehillim, Shmuel, Mishlei, we've got that.
Yeah,
And
but we no
then the
davening.
Torah. Torah's
A
part of
lot
Tanakh.
of Tanakh, but no
Yes.
davening.
We've not done any of the Davenants, that's true. So that I showed you that section of this website
Oh.
is pretty much empty. I've got notes here. It's just got the words. I got plenty of place to write things, but nothing
Oh,
there.
maybe you should separate.
Well, it doesn't
Like for
bother
the
anybody.
book, when you write your book.
Oh, yeah, definitely it's going to have all just, it's not going to be, a lot different.
Right.
I mean, I've got to have separate everything's,
Right.
right? I mean, we're going to have like,
I
I mean,
have a good
right.
person, Danny. I have a person to format it and to get it in book form and all that.
Okay. We're still working. I mean, I have it all print. I have all these. Everything I've done is sort of printed out on my bookshelf. On my bookshelf, in case the computer goes away. Yeah, it's all on paper.
You have it printed out.
Well,
Well, yeah, you do it for Shabbos morning, right?
right. So I just have it, spiral bound. The past since 2012, so it's been 14 years.
Well, wow. How are you going to edit it? Wow.
I don't know. Here you go. Here you go. Tavshin Ayin Gimel. All the way. Been a long time. I've learned a lot.
Well, one could be, each parsha. Just how many parshiot are there? 50 something? 60? 56?
454.
54. Is that enough for a book, each parsha?
One per Parsha?
One per parsha?
Oh, I don't know. Say 54 vibes. Right. I don't know. Say for, well, let's do it. I'm not retire. I'm not going to do any of that till I retire. Not retiring.
I know.
I'll leave it to my children to edit my all my works.
Yeah.
But we're going to look at Project Vayikra. It's all about
You should
Karbanot.
put it in your will. Who gets the editing
The Wostok
responsibility?
family fortune goes to whoever edits it.
Oh. There were famous ones, right? Who were the kids edited it? Is Rav Kook one of them or no?
if Cook is here, it's his son definitely edited it. And I mean, Pachad Yitzchak was edited by his daughter while he was still alive.
Well, maybe that will be. Okay, that's for
Okay,
the future.
that is the future. Right now, we're going to talk about Kabbalah.
Listen, Michael is retiring
Yeah, retiring,
this
retiring.
Thursday.
I know he was giving away his sperm. I saw that. So obviously, planning on moving.
That's for Aliyah, but he's leaving his job. He's like
Oh, okay.
retiring
Retiring. Okay, he's young
on
to retire.
this Thursday is his last day of work.
Ah.
Yeah, he's too young in that way, but He's making aliyah, so he'll probably find work here. That's what I
Exactly.
predict. But who knows? Who knows?
Okay.
Nothing is knowable.
That's right.
We canceled our
Big.
Pesach hotel plans
Oh.
because of 10 reasons. One of them being their miklat situation wasn't good enough for one of our granddaughters with two little kids because she had to go outside and walk like 2 minutes.
Oh.
And that's not good for middle of the night.
Right.
I couldn't convince her to give up the idea of a miklat, but anyway, so we don't know who's going to be where. We're going to be home. We're going to make Pesach. And
See
I
who
don't
comes
know.
to you. See.
We don't know. Some,
What's
we'll
your
be with
prediction?
someone in the family. We don't
Prediction
know.
is hard, especially about the future.
Yeah, especially.
Okay. But it's a chud
Who
for
said that? Is
peace.
that
It's
Yogi?
Niels Bohr, the physicist, said everyone is a it was a Danish saying.
Okay.
Right. Let's do this.
Okay. What are we
Okay.
learning?
Remember, it's an hour later for me because you
Oh,
haven't changed the
yeah. Come
summertime
on.
yet.
Let's go. Let's go.
I have to get to bed. Okay, this week's part is to talk about carbono. We're gonna talk about carbono. You gotta like anatomy. Hope you like anatomy. So I found this interesting. So we're gonna talk about body parts.
Okay.
Okay, and this
Animal
is
bodies.
animal parts. Okay, but I don't know much about animal parts. No people parts. The animals hopefully correspond. So this is about the carbon shlamim, right? Where you offer the chelev, the emurim, inside parts on the mizbeach. And eat the rest of it with all your friends. And if you're going to offer a slaughter, a butchered shlamim offering, if it's a cow, it could be male or female, tamim, it needs to be physically perfect, no mumah, b'nei Hashem, or God, you offer it some machido rosh kapano, your rest your hand, lay your hands on the head of the animal, shchato petach ol moed, and you shecht it in the at the entrance to the ol moed. In the Azara and Beis Midrash, Aaron HaKohanim et Adam, and the Kohanim sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach around the altar. The kriv mizevach hashlamim ishal Hashem, and you're going to offer on the mizbeach into the fire for God et achela machaseh takerev. The chelev fats, the visceral fat that covers the kerev, the innards, the guts, the kol chelev asher hakerev, and all the fat that's actually on the guts. Okay, so that's probably the omentum is the fat that's on it, plus the fat that's actually attached to the intestines, vechzei kliyot, and the two kidneys, but the chelev asher ahead and the fat that's on them, asher kasalim that are on the flanks, but I
On
yoter
what?
the
What is chasalim?
Kasalim are flanks.
Who?
This flank, FLANK, the sides of your body.
Oh.
And in fact, what's
I
actually
don't know that word. I don't know. Doesn't look familiar.
FLANK?
Yeah, no, that I know.
No,
Chasalim, I don't
Kasalim.
know.
So, what's interesting about the flanks is that, let's go find Rashi. He actually. Think he. Here we go. Notice Rashi's translation. Haksalim are the flanks, blas. The old French is actually the same word as in English.
Kisalim. I mean, do you have any modern
Oh, I
Kisalim?
don't know.
I don't know. It's an
Feels.
animal word. Yeah.
I don't know what the that with you know when you talk about you go to your doctor with flank pain. What is the word you use there?
Right.
You
The
say
flanks.
Ka'ev Ba'Kesalim.
Okay.
Okay, since we're here, let's look at that. And we'll translate from English.
Is that flunkin? The
Flanken,
meat?
yes, that's a part of the meat. Yeah, flanken.
Oh, God gets the flunkin?
No, this is the kidneys inside. These are the kidneys inside the flanks. You get to eat the flanken meat itself.
Oh.
and translates flank pain as okay, just translates flanks as
The
sad.
D.
It's the D.
What
Flank.
about like an army, the flank,
Yeah, here
the
that's what I get.
military?
To flank, like go is an at is to is I don't know what the word a gif there. And a gif is a flank, a side, and side is a side.
Oh, isn't that
Okay,
a
but anyway,
fist? A fist? No.
there
Okay.
is the kidney. The key is it's the kidneys. They're under your flanks, right? That's why you have flank pain when you have when you have a kidney infection. Okay, yoteret, let's figure out what the yoteret is on the liver. Klayot, yisrael, that's next to the kidneys. Yisrael, you'll take those out. Viktiro to b'nei Aaron ha'mizbecha, Allah shal etzim, and the Kohanim will offer those parts. Chelev and the kesalim and the yoteret al kaved. Hashem, a pleasing sweet savor for you.
Okay.
Okay, again, carbon shalom is mostly eaten by the owner and friends. It's the chelev, which isn't kosher. You can't eat that anyway. Chelev and dam, you can't eat. And that's so those are offered in every offering. And the klayot yoteret al kaved, also called the yoteret hakaved, the yoteret of the liver. Those are burnt
Wait a
offerings.
minute. Listen, there's a little grammatical issue. You have the hakleyot.
Aha, let's edit that.
Yes, a ha. You don't want that ha.
Yeah, okay. That better. And the
Good.
coyote and the commit. Okay. So the question I have, I find the anatomy fascinating, so you're stuck with me talking about cow parts. So
Okay.
coyote are kidneys. We know that that's consistent. Kaved is a liver. So what's the yoteret? Yoteret a kaved that you're supposed to offer. So Rashi translates that. The yoteret to a dofen hamasach. This is the wall that
Side
covers.
wall, yeah.
That's occurring in the ibris, which is the diaphragm in French. The diaphragm that goes up between the lungs and the abdomen.
Oh.
Okay, it's the chatzra of the liver in Targum
Dofin Hamasach. That looks like a sukkah term.
Akuma is right.
You
So,
know, the duff note and the stock.
yeah, right.
It
The
looks like
wall,
that.
it's the wall that covers. Yes, that's
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
That is a separate term. That goes in the
Sheetal?
listen, see. It's the sheitel, not a sheitel. Sheitel min kaved imam ma'at. That you take the
Oh.
diaphragm and take with it some of the liver. Okay? That's Rashi, it's the diaphragm. But chatzer, from chatzer, meaning a courtyard, in Aramaic, the chatzakav means a lobe. A lobe, a part of that. So that's how the Rambam translates it. The
A
Rambam
lobe.
translates yoteret hakaved. Yeah, that's the part that's offered. Hu ha-katzeh tachton ha-yoseh mimenu. This is a section of the liver that sticks out from it, kmo bohei minaya, like a thumb out of the hand.
This
And
is a lobe, the ear lobe.
there is an ear lobe, but this is a liver lobe. So the
A
liver
liver
has
lobe.
lobes. Okay, so here we have our
Ooh.
diaphragm. So this is from Vicky Mikdash. This is the Machon Mikdash, where they study these things. You know what they're supposed to offer. It says, rabim, many scientists, yoteret, identify it, yoteret kaved, ona kaved. The lobe that acts as a tail of the liver is called the caudate lobe of the liver. And if fredet min kaved, the kaved shebehemah, then animals kind of sticks out. So we have some pictures here. So this is the human liver. I couldn't find a front view of a cow liver, but it looks pretty much the same. That's the liver, and this is the diaphragm on top of it. Okay, that's Rashi. You take this diaphragm here, and it takes some of the liver out with it. This is an actual cow liver. I did find that, and we've marked here the caudate lobe.
That's the yoteret.
Yoteret kaved is this section of the liver. You take a piece.
Okay.
This is looking from below.
Okay.
There's a gallbladder here. There's most of the liver, and that's the part that sticks out, looking from below, looking at the, as you're looking from underneath the cow, looking at, or from the back of the cow, looking toward the diaphragm.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a piece of the liver. So we're going to bring, when we offer carbon chalamim, we eat most of it. We have to offer the kidneys and a chunk of the liver. So that's the question, why kidneys and liver? They're important organs.
The kosher.
They're definitely, that's kind of my point. Like, chalev isn't kosher, but they're kosher, right? I mean, in terms of offering them, I mean, not my top two organs that they wanted to say this is important. I mean, they're good. I mean, you need your kidney and liver. I want to come close to God. I'm going to give him my kidneys and liver. I don't know. And again, that's your point. They're not kosher. They're
Wait, you
kosher. They're
said
not chalev.
the chalev is not kosher?
Chalev is not kosher.
Chalev?
Chalev is
It's fat, though, right?
the visceral fat. Yeah. So the visceral fat is not kosher. A part of trabering is taking chalev out.
That's different than, of course, regular fat.
Right. There's a halakhic difference between shomen and chalev.
Okay.
Okay. Subcutaneous fat is fine. Visceral fat is not. And you
Okay.
can talk to your local butcher about which it is. And it's kind of like dumb. This is what's always offered on that. But you can eat them, right? We eat liver. And if you're British, you eat kidney as well. Have you ever had kidney?
Is that shortbread?
No, shortbread is brains and
Oh,
thymus.
yeah. No, I don't know if I ever ate
It's a great
kidneys.
line from Ulysses. Have you read Ulysses? The James Joyce novel?
Yeah.
It's one day going through Dublin.
Oh, I thought
Interesting.
Homer wrote Ulysses. Okay, let's go.
Yes.
Mutton, grilled
It's
mutton,
based,
kidney.
it's supposedly it parallels the Odyssey. Anyway, but
Yeah.
there's a great quote
Okay.
about Leopold Bloom as the hero. Ate with
Yeah.
relish the inner organs of beasts and fowls, most of all, like grilled mutton kidneys, which gave to his palate a fine tang of faintly scented urine. That just sounds delicious.
Nichoach.
I don't know. That's the part we're going to put on the alternate. So the question is, what does it
Okay.
symbolize? That's really what we're looking at. What does it mean to offer the kidneys and liver? So the
Okay.
kidneys have its kidneys. That's not how you spell kidneys.
Kidneys are
It,
like the brain or something
yes,
weird.
that's where we're going to go with that. Now, kidneys, we all know that is, yeah, here, as a source of the intellect, right? Tehillim, Yigdumah Re'ah, Ro'an Rasha'im, Tichonin Tzadikim, right? Praise God. If finish off the evil of the wicked and establish the righteous, libot, test the hearts, uklayot, Elohim,
Yeah,
test the
Clayote,
klayot, right? Right, Yirmiyahu Aniyash, name there.
yeah. Choker Clayote, Bodei Clayote.
Right, there's a choker lev bochen klayot, right? I test
Yeah.
the heart. I examine the kidneys, the reins, REIN in King James. The ish kedarko, the prima, I judge people, right? They're seen as the source of the intellect, the way the brain is in modern
They
science.
must have done something before because it's familiar to me that kidneys are
Yeah, I
something.
mean, it's the, we've talked about this, right? We
Yeah,
have
okay.
the long, there's a long, Joseph Slifkin has a long article about, obviously it
Okay.
means that. Did they really think it? Is it symbolized? Where does it come
Oh,
from?
right.
Okay. So, as Gemara and Gemara Bracha talks about Tana Rabbanan, Shtei Klayot Yeshua, the person has two kidneys, Achat Yotzot Tov Vav, Achat Yotzot L'Ra'ah. Right? Each of your kidneys are like the angel and the devil on your shoulder in the cartoons. Okay. So, if you get a kidney transplant, you always should try to get the right one, right? Stabra, this. The Tova Li Mino Ra'ah L'Shmah. It makes sense today. The right one's the good one and the left is the evil one, right? As they say, Lev Chatzon Li Mino, Lev Kseil L'Shmalo, right? Right and left being symbolic, so kidneys also. Or Bereishit Rabbah, talking about Avraham. Avraham Avinu, right? Amar Rabbi Av Shimon, Avlo Lemdola Avraham, right? Avraham didn't have any teachers. He figured it out. His father didn't teach him. Rav Lo Yalo, he didn't have a rabbi.
Oh.
How did he learn? Ella zimin lo kash baruchu shtei kliotav. Rabbanim. Hashem gave his two kidneys like his two rabbis. Right, his intuitive sense somehow. God gave him this intuition that was seen as coming from the kidneys. I know. That's what they learned Torah. Right, but it
What's an
seems.
oath?
No, but would overflow, would be flowing.
Oh.
His kidneys would overflow. Literal kidneys were overflowing with urine. His figurative kidneys were overflowing with wisdom.
Oh.
I keep saying kidneys. I can't spell kidney here. I gotta do a spell check. Make sure I get this right. The kidneys,
Kind kidneys, the
the
kind
kidneys.
kidneys.
Yeah. The kidneys are seen as a seat of cognition, right? We call it the brain now. Experiments, but they rep cleo so cleote represents thinking as opposed to lave, which is feeling.
So
Okay, so I
there's
don't.
no scientific basis.
Right. I mean, it kind of goes with like having a gut feeling.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you feel it in your gut, so there, and the adrenal
Wait,
glands,
don't
some of these.
these probiotic, I don't know, these talk about a brain in the gut?
And the guts
Gut?
cut, right. But that's yeah, that's definitely your intestines, not your kidneys, right?
Oh,
But I
oh.
don't know why. So here, I see Rabbi Slifkin has one possible idea. This is Rabbi Kamelheider, I don't know what that is. Claims the Talmud is allegorically referring to the spiritual character part of the kidney, right? This is a metaphor. They're so named because the actual kidneys provide good counsel by filtering urine, so do spiritual organs provide good counsel. It's a okay, so your brain's supposed to filter. I don't know, but
All right, it's an
yeah,
attempt,
it's
but
right. But I mean, the fact is still there, okay?
yeah.
Cleo represents thinking. Good. What does the liver represent?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to learn a little Greek. Okay, this is talking about the tripartite soul. And Plato delineates the human soul, the psyche,
Oh.
as comprising three parts: the logistikon, which is the rational part, that's the kidney part. Or the brain, which seeks truth, wisdom, calculation, the theomedes, which is the spirited part, which is motivation, courage, and honor. That's the feeling part, the lave, the heart, and the epithumeticon, which is the always translates appetitive, the source of appetites. I want stuff. Body desires, hunger, thirst, sensual pleasure.
Okay.
Okay. Classic in Kabbalah, that's nefesh, ruach, neshama, same tripart, psyche. And the
Okay.
Rambam basically just quotes Plato here, and this is the introduction to Pirkei Avot. Realize that the psyche of a person, the self is one, it's unitary. But we divide it up into parts because it's easy to think about that. Yesh lo polot rabot chalukot, there are lots of different functions. Yikru ketzad polot ha'hem nefashot. So we call these separate things a different nefesh or aspect of nefesh.
Nefesh.
Okay. I don't want to call it soul. That sounds too religious. I guess what I could call it psyche. Anyway, Plato does. Yechesheh bavurzeh, sheyesh adam nefashot rabot. So people tend to think you have separate nefashot psyches. Moshe chashua rafim, and this is the way doctors think. For the Rambam, ad she sam rosh ha'rofim. So then the head of the doctors, the greatest doctor, they talk about Galen.
About who?
It's Galen, Galen, the
Oh, I
Roman
heard of him.
physician.
Yeah.
Starts out Pitihat, he writes in the introduction to his book, Shenefashot Shlosha, Tivit, Chiyunit, corresponding to the appetite of the spiritive and the rational soul. This is
Oh.
Tivit, okay? So the seat of this appetite of soul, this nefesh tivit, the source of hunger, of thirst, of sensual desire, that is felt was felt to be the liver.
In the liver.
That's where it comes from. Okay, and this was from the Greeks as well. This was, you know, I don't know how they figured these things out. And this is Ibn Ezra, Ki neshama hi chokhmah, moshav b'moach harosh. So the neshama part corresponds to the wisdom that's rational, and Ibn Ezra says that's in the brain, in the head. He doesn't go with the kidneys part. We'll take that symbolic. But nefesh, this lowest part, is the liver. Chumetavela chol, that's where the source of hunger comes from your liver. From my point of view, it's your hypothalamus, but your liver is what can get produce more hormones. Not terribly wrong. As it says, ki taben nafshecha, your nefesh will desire, tabat ha-mishkel mimena, and desire for sexual desires from the same place. That's appetite.
But where do
That's what
they,
they say.
how do they link it to the liver?
Yeah, it's one of those things that it's there, and once you said it, everyone believes. Like the kidneys are there, but so that's part of Greek. So this is the since the Greeks also thought that there's more writing on that. So here is from an article from a Stanford professor about the history of the liver, spleen, and gallbladder. History of experience.
Oh.
Okay, this is quoting Galen. Says, why is stomach churned by liver? Is it in order that the liver may warm it and it may turn warm the food? This indeed is the very reason why it's closely clasped by the lobes of the liver as if by fingers. The liver surrounds the stomach. Or it's stuck onto it. The stomach kind of runs into it. Especially this caudate lobe goes behind the stomach. It's connected. Medical practitioners antiquity identified the liver as one of the three principal organs of the body. Brain, heart, and liver. So
Oh,
Roman
brain,
anatomy is what?
heart, and liver.
Right, as part of
And
your rational feeling.
kidneys
Right,
are
kidneys is
in
brain. Tanakh kidneys, Greeks was brain.
not head.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. That we would just said that in Tanakh, it's the kidneys that are the source of the seat of thinking. I mean, it's not
Really?
obvious that your brain is the source of your thinking. I mean, you feel that way because your eyes are there, so it feels like you've got a little guy inside your head.
Well, also that the
Well,
heart is feeling. We're so used to that.
right. We
We're
don't have a
so
problem
used
with
to
that.
thinking it that it feels that way. It feels in your heart you love someone.
Right. And it's probably true because you do feel, I mean, you feel it in your chest there. It's all part of your body. So
The blood rushes.
here we
The
are. At
heart.
least we're talking about the liver. Right? You never think about your liver, though. The Roman
No.
anatomist Galen, who made the liver the principal organ of the human body, argued that it emerged first of all the organs in the formation of the fetus. Liver, the source of the veins and the principal or instrument of sanguification, of production of blood.
Is this
Sanguine.
true?
Okay, so your blood cells mostly come from your bone marrow, but the proteins all do come from the liver. Right, all the albumin in
What
your
about the
blood.
fact that the liver regenerates itself? Like if you give someone
The
a
liver,
liver
yeah, that's that.
transplant,
The Greeks didn't know that. It's not that Tanakh didn't know that either.
they didn't know that.
They didn't know that. No, you didn't transplant a liver at that point, right? If you're taking out your liver, then you were dead. That's where Yoav was really into stabbing people under the fifth rib, the tachanach hamishit. That was basically into the liver. It's a good way of
Oh.
killing people.
Wait, if you
No.
can't live without a liver?
You cannot live long without a liver. But he was more, just like it's the instrument of sanguification. For Yoav, it was the instrument of desanguification. He just bled out.
Hmm. You know
Okay.
what you could bring in here? You remember Goodbye Columbus,
No,
Roth's book?
I do not.
Philip Roth, Goodbye
I
Columbus.
know. Yeah, I do know
Yeah,
it.
it was a movie. That's how I know it. Anyway, there's a classic line where they talking about what they're like, and he says, I'm a reader, and she says, well, I'm a liver, I live life, and he goes, I'm a pancreas. But that line of liver,
And you're a liver.
the big line, I'm a
Okay.
liver, I'm a
And that's why it's
pancreas.
called the liver, right? Because it was the source of life.
Oh.
I believe that's the case. Let's look that one up. Nine. Liver. Liver. Believed to the blood's producing organ. Medieval times, it was rival the heart's support, source of love and passion.
Rivaled the heart.
Okay, leave to stick. Liver. So that's it here. Okay. Alexa, don't even light on. Okay. For Galen, it was the liver rather than the heart where the blood was most actively formed, the warm, moist organ. Liver, the center of circulation, material substance in the body. And here is a medieval picture of the liver as the center for where all the blood vessels come out of.
Oh, and where's the heart? Not
Here is
such a
this
big
little
deal.
thing, black thing over here.
Oh,
Very
wow.
minor. Everyone knew it could feel it beating, right? So it was the pump, but the source of the blood, that was the liver. Your biological functions were centered around the liver.
Right, we're not aware of the liver at all, right? No.
No.
The heart, we are.
You feel that, right?
The
That's the way that we
brain,
believe.
also not, right? Just because we see, do we feel the brain
No,
thinking?
not
No.
unless you have a migraine. Then you
But
feel,
the
then your
heart, we
brain,
feel, the
heart, you
pulse, right?
feel.
Okay, very interesting.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. That's what you're offering liver and kidneys. You're symbolically offer ourselves as thinking beings and as hungry animals. That's the two parts of what you're offering. That's what those things symbolize.
The
Ramban
liver and
points
the
that.
kidneys. So you think the Mizbeach, the Kurban, is based symbolically what's
Right,
going on?
right,
Okay.
right. I mean, it's hard to argue otherwise. I mean, even the Rambam is going to agree that's symbolic. You just say it was there
Right.
because we needed that physical thing there because we just couldn't handle being pure philosophers.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. Kurei liver.
Right. So the Ramban says that when he's talking about the purpose of the Kippur in general, it's Yisropa Eishra Kerev Vakleyot, the insides and the Kleyot, Shem Kleya Machshava Vatava. That's the point. That's what you're offering there. Basato Ki Kol Elex. You should think while you're doing this, as the Ramban says, Rambam famously says the Karbonot are just there kind of because we had to do it because we needed something. It wasn't ideal. Ramban feels that there is a primary purpose in the Karbonot. I realize that when we're sinning, we sin with the goof of a nefesh, body and soul, and it's really shishufokdamo, yisrif gufo, that we should be the ones offered, but we're offering the animal instead.
Okay, so the kidney is the thinking and the liver is the desires
Right, it's the
and a
physical
little
animal.
negative. No, a little negative the liver?
That's not saying, those are.
No?
I'm not saying
Okay.
the liver is negative at all, right?
Oh,
You need
okay.
to eat. It's a positive thing.
Yeah,
I mean, you shouldn't
okay.
be dedicated to your stomach, but obviously. So the Karban Shalamim, again, it's a way of enjoying a huge amount of meat against an entire cow, which is a lot of meat, with a huge crowd of people, because it has to be finished in 2 days, right? You can't save it. You've got to invite your friends. You've got to invite your family. You got to people, because I don't have enough friends to eat a whole cow. Right,
Yeah.
everybody's got to come, and the way I think about that, the Mishnah describes three kinds of Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Elazar Kapara Omer, Hakina Vatava Vakavod, Motzina Dam Min Haolam. Jealousy, desire, and the search for status. Take a person out of this world. That's bad. And when you've got this Karban Shlamim, you don't have to worry about kina, because you're the one bringing it. Everyone else has got the kina side of it. You're the host. But for you, there's a real danger of kavod. Right? I am,
Yeah.
look at it. I am sponsoring kiddush for 1,000 people.
Right.
Ain't that great? And the Maharal says, we'll look at the Maharal says that's a function of our thinking, how we relate to other people. That's our cognitive self. Right, because we think about how other people think about how we're thinking. That's why we're concerned
Yeah.
with status. And the danger of tava, the hunger, right, this amount of meat, that's obvious. So that's what we're doing here. So the Maharal trying to explain this kavod and tava, the kavod who koach hasichli. Kavod is an aspect of misusing our cognitive self. I'm a social animal. I have a model of mind. I think about what other people are thinking, and that's good. I should care about what other people think, right? To make their life better, but not in order to improve my own status. It's the seichel that seeks honor, as it says, kavod chachamim yinchalu, it's the wise who get kavod. Vokativ, they say about zaken, you have to honor the zaken. And Ein Zaken El Zek Shekana Chachma. That's who you honor those with wisdom. Seichel goes with Kavod. Sherry Yotzei Min Hashir, but seeking it too far, going too far, B'rifata Kavod, Yoter Min Haroi, Hare Megilu Chisaron. That is a bad thing. Eder Mitzar Koach Hazeh. That is a fault in your Seichel, if you're that concerned about Kavod, about status. Koach HaTiv'i, right? This appetite of force, this desire. That's the force that allows us to eat, that, right? That's the only reason we're eating, because we're hungry. That's not a bad thing. Motarota teva, and pushes and rejects the things that we don't need. Goof allows us to grow, kasher, whoever it is. So that's where desire, lust comes from. That's going too far. That ripens this power. Your tava is too active. That's a problem. This all comes from the natural force. I'm going to abbreviate this one. And this all comes from the source of this, that is our appetite, comes from the liver.
So that just made up. I mean,
That was,
why not the pancreas?
it's not clear where these things came from, but it's one of those things that once you learn in school, you knew it, and everybody knows it, and everybody agrees on it. It's like, the idea that you would do experiments for these kind of things didn't come for a very long time in the past couple hundred years.
But we don't have anything with liver. Doesn't evoke any, like, heart and mind and
Right. For us, the liver doesn't evoke anything. But as you saw,
no.
the etymology online, and right, there was a point where it is exactly it was, right?
Yeah.
In medieval times,
Right.
that was a source of passion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Kidneys does evoke. Could we say that? I feel it in my kidneys. I feel no, kishkes.
Kishkes, right? That's the gut feeling,
Yeah.
right? We feel in our intestines. Right? David HaMelech felt it in his kidneys.
Well,
That's
kidneys we
social.
feel because, when they're full, you have to use, the whole urinating
Yeah,
thing.
that's your
We
bladder.
feel our kidneys, but not our liver.
You should not be feeling your kidneys. You feel your bladder. You don't feel your kidneys. Again,
Oh,
that's
the
the bladder.
bladder. Right.
That's
It's
what
your
you're feeling.
bladder.
Yeah,
The
it's
bladder
kind
should
of
get
interesting.
more cover.
Okay, as the top organs, right? But it just acknowledging that that's culturally that's where these things were felt to be. So when you're offering on the carbon, if you want to offer your carbon, you can offer the bladder and the brain, if that feels more appropriate to you. But that's what we're talking about here.
So for the people doing Carbonneau, the liver evoked things for them.
Right, evoke this sense of that's where my taiva, that's where my hunger comes
Yeah,
from. Okay,
got
so
it.
that's what you're doing. Like Karman Shalami, we said,
Right.
you can enjoy your prime kasher.
Yes.
Okay, you got your cholent, your kugel, everything, but it's not about gorging on the food. That's where the liver goes on the karbon. It's not about showing off to the friends. That's why the kidneys go on the karbon. And go on the mizbeach, right? It's about acknowledging, staying
Yeah.
dedicated to
It's
Kadosh Baruch
hard
Hu.
for us because we don't have these associations at all.
But
If it said put your take the heart and put that on the Mizbeach, we would have all these feelings about that.
But I mean that's why it's worth going back and looking at it as well.
Yes.
Otherwise, you look with okay, why kidneys and liver?
Right.
The answer is it's like putting
Right.
heart and brain onto the mizbeach.
Yeah. So do you think the word liver is connected to live life?
Doesn't look that way. Source of from the leap to stick, but live. And live is from probably, yeah, it looks like it's attributed to the same meaning to stick to it here, to remain or continue. I don't know. It's
Living.
not, they're not exactly.
No, interesting.
I mean, he's attributed to the same original Indo-European root, but not exactly.
Okay.
Pretty far across. Okay, so
Liver, the liver. Something is, do we get liver cancer?
that is a thing. Yeah, that's not good.
It's not good.
Liver cancer is bad. Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, just gonna reassess the type of that.
Wait, do you have an extra period there or one is missing?
It's an
Ah.
option. I'm cutting out. I just rather than have to explain everything, I gotta cut out the parts. So short. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna stop here. Let's stop recording.
Interesting.